Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of his name, the life inside of his body.
Hello, everyone. This is Kino Empowerment Inc. Radio. And the program is Kingdom, Peace, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Today we have a topic, and it's about things that can separate us from the love of God. And if you want to be a part of this program, call in at 646-668-2413. Amen. And our proof text today is going to be taken from Romans chapter 8. And we will study from verse 34 to the end of that chapter. Amen. Now, if we can go now, let's go ahead and read. I'm going to read from 34. He said, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Father, we thank you for your word today, and we are here. Teach us, mold us, and help us to be doers of your word. And we thank you for your protection, for the word. Thank you for keeping us here today. And the Spirit of living God, we need you in every area of our life. And our listeners need you, O God. And we thank you, we bless you for all that you have done in our life. And greater things you will do tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So verse 34 again. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? And this verse 36 says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38 now. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Now here we are talking about the love of God and the love of Christ. You see here verse 35, we see the love of Christ, and the last verse we are seeing the love of God, because God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, it says, We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And what is this love we are talking about? The love we are talking about is this agape form of love, and that is affection, benevolence, a charity, the self-sacrificial love, and we also know from the scripture that God so loved us. He loved you. He loved me. In fact, he loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So he loved the world so much that he gave Jesus to the world. And we see that in action in Matthew chapter 26. Right? We see that in action in Matthew chapter 26, when Jesus now surrendered all his will and took that cup after wrestling with the sins of the whole world, and he voluntarily gave up his will and surrendered to to take that cup. So Jesus became a curse for us and took the brunt of God's righteous wrath against sin. You can see that in the prayer of the garden, in from verse 36 to the 46. Can just do a study. Okay, we see that the love in action So, and that is why he can tell us in First John and in John 15, verse 13, he can tell us that greater joy, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. He said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. He did it. He laid down his life for his friends. For us, he laid down his life for you and I. That is why today we can partake of that love feast. We can say yes. We want to act in the same way. And that is why in the book of 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3 from verse 16, he said, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For whoever has this wealth, goes and see his brother in need, and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Verse 18 says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That is acting the love of God. That is living it. Walking in it, not just by saying it, but making the Bible act, making the Bible work. He said, verse 19 says, he said, by this we know that we are of the truth. John 14:6 says, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The only way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus is the truth. He said, and we know that we are of the truth. How do we know if we are of the truth? And shall assure our heart before him. Verse 20 says, he said, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And verse 22 says, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. That's powerful. And gave us what? Commandments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we come to John 13. Okay? Let's come to that John 13. Okay? If we come to that John 13, we see what he was saying in verse 23. Okay. Let's go to 13:26. Okay. Let's see. Fifteen thirteen. Okay. Then John 15:13 and John 13. Yeah, John 13:34. Okay. 13:34. Yeah. And when you see here in verse 34, you say, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And verse 35 says, if we do that, he said, by this all we know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. By this may we know that we are his disciple if we act it towards one another, if we live it towards one another, if you walk it towards one another, and not just knowing it theoretically or knowing it and just don't act it, walking it, living in it. Hallelujah. And this love of God that we are summarizing in some ministry, that's kind of, I'm just trying to summarize it in the little time I have. My time is running out. Is what the devil is trying to take from us. Because God from us, what else do we have? We don't have nothing. Trying to take it from us. So he tried to take it from us, from us not knowing that we need to hold on, looking unto Jesus, the unfinished faith, to cleanse, to endure. Because these are trials and difficulties that are going to come. When you look at that, the list of the whole of them, let's go over that list again quickly. Okay? Let's go over that list in a different translation. Okay? Let's see if we can go to expanded. Let's see from verse 35 now. And he's saying, can anything or who can separate us? That is separating you and me. He realized Realize the word us, that is we. See, it's a word that means our, us, we. That is Paul, the writer, inclusive, included, not separated, not you pointing fingers to other person. He said, including me, because he also had trials, he also had difficulties, he also had situations. So we all have trials. We all have difficulties. Just because you are going through does not mean everybody else will not go through or have not gone through or will soon go through. So it's just like the sun that shines or the wind that blows. It will soon blow to each and everyone. So we see here that us, a separate us, not separate you, then I'm immune. So we saw the coronavirus, COVID-19, an example. It shut down the entire world, literally shut down the economy of the United States. That is a superpower, a super country. Shut the NBA, can you imagine shutting the United States sports? When they are going to have a match in the stadium, and if you stand on their way, you can be killed. You can be killed. And if their team doesn't win, and you are talking trash and all, you can be killed. Now, shut down by what? Coronavirus. You can see the extent of the disaster. So when you see here, he said verse 35, he said, can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, can trials, can tribulation, or problems, or distress, or hardship, or sufferings? You see, notice these are things that will come. Or persecution, or hunger, or famine, or nakedness, or destitution, or danger, or violent death, sword? No. Verse 36 says, he said, as it is written in the scripture, for your sake we are in danger of death, being put to death all the time. People think we are worth no more than. We were considered like sheep to be killed or a bird to be slaughtered. And that was taken from Psalm 44, verse 22. And verse 37 says, but in all these things we are completely victorious through Christ. They will come. But if we look unto Jesus, if we sit unto that mountain, if we seek him, we look upon him, we draw near to him rather than being away from him, we are likely to be victorious through God, who showed us the love for us, who showed his love for us. And verse 38 says, yes, I am sure, that is convinced, that neither death nor life, because there is going to be death, there is going to be life, there is going to be angels, there is going to be ruling spirits, there is going to be heavenly rulers or demons or principalities or nothing now, even now or in the future, or powers now, or spiritual powers in the future. Nothing above us, nor power in the sky. Nothing below us, nor powers in the earth. That is the depth. Nor anything else in the whole world, or any created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that awesome? And we see this separation today. You can see now we have social distancing, although we are now trying to return to where we will be able to maintain some distance. And we are seeing this in action. We are seeing that we cannot hug, we cannot shake. It's separating us from the love that we have for one another. We are like regarding you a carrier of COVID-19, or maybe he's sick. So you now have to wear a mask. I have to wear a mask to be safe. And you don't know, you might be a carrier. You may not show any symptoms. So I may be a carrier, I may not be showing any symptoms. Today, scientists are discovering new ways of people developing symptoms, or we don't know. So it's out there to separate us from the love of God, which is in what? In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. And in this was manifested the love of God to us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Hearing his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So today, we can then say, Lord, we love God. We can then say we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. And we see this love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, taking that cup. You can see how they are all connected to each other. Connected. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. You can see here, he said, for us. It's not just saying Christ died for you. You see? So, we see this in everywhere. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, you see, we were sinners. We see that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I have two more minutes. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, by grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? We should not allow anything to separate us. God loves us so much. He said, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. He loved us so much. Hallelujah. And that is why today Jesus declared, he said, I have declared unto them, that is, declare unto you, my brother, my sister, thy name, and we declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. In the name of Jesus. You see, God is so good, and he loved you, and continue to live in that love, and don't let anything separate you from that love. See you next time. God loves you.